Welcome to Mark and Friends for this Thursday, January 5th, 2023. Feels good to say a fresh new year. We all learn by trial and error. We read the books, took hopefully the best from our own experience, and tried to give our offspring the best we could. They probably gave you feedback along the way, but it seems like when they reach adulthood, our parenting report card can be hard to receive. Today on Mark and Friends, I welcome my 20-something daughter, Rebecca, to have an open discussion on how parents and their adult children can revisit their individual experiences and come out hugging on the other side. Welcome, Rebecca, to Mark and Friends.
Hi, I love that. Hugging on the other side.
I love it. Well, you can call me Mom. No problem.
Okay, good.
And I just thought it'd be neat to have a discussion with an adult. Just go through that whole process of kind of transitioning from being a child to being an adult. And again, we didn't do everything right. Whenever it came time for you to move out of the house because you were moving into ministry with Child Evangelism Fellowship, it was really hard for me. And did you sense that it was, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I'd come visit.
Well, when I grabbed you and wouldn't let you go, was that like...
when I came and visited and couldn't, yeah. I tried to leave.
Was that an indicator?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah. But I mean, I did. And I think the hardest thing was, you know, as parents, we have these kids and we have them in our hearts. Even the Apostle Paul talked about having this one church in his heart. And so whenever you guys leave our house, it's like our hearts are walking around outside of our bodies on the streets of Chicago. And as adults, we know what's out there. And to think that these precious people that we have loved on for so long, you know, are now out there, it's just, I'm telling you, it drives us to our face to pray.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think it's so much fun to hear your perspective of this, because as the child, we are just growing up in our own heads, as we do, as we're supposed to, and we don't see it in any way, shape, or form from the parents' perspective of you guys having such a hold on our hearts. And we see our hearts as our own hearts. So I want to leave. I want to go on the, you know, L line and take it downtown. I'm thinking I could do that. I'm able to do that, not thinking of how it affects you. And also just that relationship, like whenever we're young, the honoring your father and mother found in Deuteronomy looks a lot different. It's cleaning my room. It's respecting your rules that you have in your home. But whenever I move out, I'm now my own adult. Now honoring my father and mother, I think it's still a command, but it looks a lot different because that relationship is not child and like adult parent. It's adult to adult.
And that's a good point. I think for us, we need to honor our child. And I think a way we honor a child is to recognize God gave them their own soul, and God gave them their own will. And that's a gift from the Lord, that will. And, you know, we have a little bit of influence on it when they're in the home, and hopefully we're helping them understand that, you know, to say thy will be done to the Lord. But, you know, to treat their will as sacred. Now they get to choose. You know, I'm no longer making choices for them. And they are a fully functioning adult, and they're going to make choices. And, you know, again, we know what's out there, and some of us have lived through it, and we don't want that for our kids. And yet they have to make the choice. They stand now before God.
Halls ring with echoes of laughter long after they've come and gone. For the memory of a tiny face and playful grin still brings a smile, reminding us again that children are a treasure from the Lord. Song sweetly sung by the cradle, prayer take us by surprise, and they see what others older seem to miss. May the gift of faith they hold car, and at 21 we'll let them go on their first day. But of course they'll be at home in bed by 8. Yes, children are a treasure from the Lord. Those bright and trusting eyes seem to take us by surprise, and they see what others seem to miss. May the gift of faith they hold grow as they grow old. May they always know God will never let them go. Homes ring with echoes of laughter long after they've come and faithful parents' passion and reward. Yes, children are a treasure from the Lord. Children are a treasure from the Lord. Yes, children are a treasure from the
That's Steve Green on Mark and Friends. Children are a treasure from the Lord. Music from Steve Green. Our guest today on Mark and Friends is Rebecca Jean Leland. Yep, same last name. She's mine, and we're just discussing that transition from young adult to adult and on into the world, and that just tricky separation that we have as parents that needs to happen in order for them to be feeling the independence that God desires for them. This is when their freedom of choice kicks in.
And I think it's mimicking Christ's relationship with us, because just like Christ knows exactly what's best for us, but allows us to have that free will, it's mimicking that. It's knowing that your child is going to walk into the wrong choices and not the, you know, A+, the perfect choice for that moment, but being able and willing to let them walk into the wrong choices in their life, and knowing that you can be praying for them, but controlling them isn't going to work anymore.
Wow. Walking into bad choices. And that's just hard. That is just so hard to watch them, you know, stumble through life. But I guess it's in the stumbling process that we have to trust the Lord that he is going to be there in that stumble. You know, one of my favorite Bible stories and is the one of the father with the two sons. That's just a great, great parable that Jesus spoke of. Mm-hmm. People call it the prodigal son, but actually there were two prodigal sons. There was the one that stayed home, and then there was the one who left. But they were both prodigals. And I think that's what the audience that Jesus was talking to finally grasped. Because sure, the one that left, he's obviously not in the will of the father. He took all the money. He went to hang out and get drunk. He ended up with pigs. And so we know his deal. But the older brother, he stayed home, but his heart was not in with the father. You know, and he did some really wrong things. And the people who were Jesus' audience would have understood that. He disrespected his father. He accused the father of not being good to him when that son had access to everything the father owned. And so he even kept the father separate from his friends. He says, "You didn't give me a calf for me to celebrate with my friends." He wasn't interested in a relationship with the father. All he wanted was the father's goodies. And then they both disrespect. And then when the father went out and said, "Come in," completely dishonored him and refused to come in. I mean, that would be unheard of back in the days of Jesus' time. So yeah, to everybody else, he looked like he was killing it. He was getting it done. He was staying home and being the obedient son. But his heart, you know, was so far from his father. And so you think of that dad and what pain he must have experienced.
Yeah.
The one openly and the other one in a hidden state, not loving him, not respecting him, not caring about him at all, just using him. And I think sometimes parents feel like that.
Up before dawn and out the door, what in this world are we striving for? We already have much more. Struggling up the ladder offers us little reward if we're heroes to strangers and strangers to our children. We won't stand blameless before the Lord. He said, suffer the little children, for such is the King.
Music from Heirloom on Mark and Friends. Hopefully as we age, we'll be able to treasure our sons and daughters in a new and a fresh way as we interact with them as an adult. And I'm spending time with my adult daughter, Rebecca Leland, just sharing some insights of what that transition looks like to go from being a child to an adult and then having that influence in their lives.
Wow, it reminds me of Proverbs 23:22. It says, listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. And I think that's so interesting, just the idea of giving your father your ear. And I know our dad, he loves to talk. He is a Leland. We are all very long-winded. And just that respect of sitting down and listening and getting to glean information from him has been really instrumental in my own life. And I love how Proverbs kind of points that out. And then not despising your mother. And I think that is a very interesting word that the Bible chose, that God chose. But I think it's the idea of not despising her for the things she didn't do, which I think is really easy to do. And recently, my sister, April, where we were driving home from Thanksgiving, and she said, "Isn't it interesting that we don't realize that this is the first time our parents were parents, and we don't give our parents grace when it comes to raising us? Like, it was the first time you had ever parented a 16-year-old Rebecca, and the first time you'd ever parented a 20-year-old Rebecca." And I just think that's interesting that we say, oh, well, parents can just parent, there's books on it, but not despising your mother for the things she didn't do, and just respecting and honoring and thanking her for the things she did. I think Proverbs really hit it on the head there.
That's a good word. I think as parents, we have to, you know, forgive ourselves. I mean, we can hold ourselves so accountable that we don't release ourselves and say, in the end, you know what, Lord, you gave me the resources. I was trusting you, and you're not going to give me everything for this kid, you know, because if you did, I'd be God.
Amen.
I would be God in their life. And Amen. He never wanted me to be God in your life. Amen. He never wanted that for you. He wants to be your God. And so, yeah, there's going to be gaps. There's going to be empty spaces in your life that I could never fill, your dad could never fill, and no one will be ever able to fill. No husband, no job, no nothing can ever fill that empty place in your heart. And that's what God wants.
Amen.
And so I think parents, we need to let ourselves off the hook. Of course, we could have done more, but, you know, in the end, we're going to have to trust these kids to the Lord and to say, God, help them. Help them see you are their only answer for that empty spot in their heart.
Amen. I love that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just so grateful that you're willing to come on and share some of your insight as a young adult and just help us, you know, as parents to move into this new season of life that we've never been in before.
Yep. This is your first time.
This is my first time.
You're killing it.
And it's your first time having a relationship in this way with your adult parents.
Amen.
So we're both learning from each other. And I'm hoping that you'll come back again and we'll be able to glean more.
Yeah, let's do it again sometime.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
Have a great one, dear.
You too.
There are watercolor ponies on my refrigerator door, and the shape of something I don't really recognize, brushed with careful little fingers and put proudly on display. A reminder to us all of how time flies. Seems an endless mound of laundry and a stairway laced with toys gives a blow-by-blow reminder of the that we fight for their well-being, for their greater understanding, to impart a holy reverence for the Lord. But baby, what will we do when it comes back to me and you? They look a little less like little boys every day. Oh, the pleasure of watching the children growing is mixed with a bitter cup of knowing the watercolor ponies will one day ride. And the vision can get so narrow as you view through your tiny world. And little victories can go by with no applause. But in the greater evaluation, as they fly from your nest of love, may they mount up with wings as eagles for his little less like little boys every day. For the pleasure of watching the children growing is mixed with a bitter cup of knowing the watercolor ponies will one day ride away.
Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends, a ministry of WLUJ, family of stations, and great news media. I'm your friend, Donna Leland. I'll be back next Thursday hosting for Mark and Friends.